You are listening to This Most Unbelievable Pause, brought to you by This Most Unbelievable Life.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
This is take two.
It is. That's fine.
It is take two because the microphone cable needs an upgrade.
It's true.
I thought we would talk for a little bit about something that happens to us frequently.
Excellent.
And this happened to us today.
Indeed.
And I noticed today when we were thinking about what to talk about that it does happen often. And that is we get up to do something, like around somewhere, and we don't actually do it. The thing that actually happens is very different or kind of different than what we intended to do, but it's usually better.
Uh-huh.
It's like we didn't do the thing we wanted to, but a greater opportunity is achieved that's even better than what we thought was going to happen. And that happens to us, I don't want to say all the time, but noticeably often.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's becoming really true about us is that we're starting to live part of our day on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like, oh, we're back in the classroom, so we're teaching. But we've kind of gotten in this habit of not staying in the center that we work from.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, like, we find different reasons to get us out mingling amongst our community. And so today we had a plan for that mingling,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't stay married to the plan.
We abandoned it pretty quickly.
We did. So one of the things I like about that is that it shows that, like, we get comfortable with flexibility, and more potential can emerge because we're just open to what happens.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, I think there's a way in which we could have walked across campus, seen that the conditions were not right for what we hoped to do, and then said, oh, we can't do it. And then, like, hung our heads and Charlie Browned back to the center.
I've done that before.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I've Charlie Browned my way back many mm-hmm. times. Well, not many times, on occasion. But it's so weird because when thinking about it, you know, the serendipitous occurrence of something better doesn't just kind of show up with us. It seems to always happen when we're up and on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
And some random interaction happens that is completely unanticipated. And we get back to the center or wherever, kind of with this idea of, well, we didn't do that, but oh, that is why we did that, because now we're going to do this other thing. Oh, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I think part of what it does is when you stay within a routine, you know what's going to happen. You hope you know what's going to happen, right? And so there's no expectation of creativity. Mm. And so when we break outside of our routine, I think that's where the innovation happens. It's where the new ideas come from. Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe that's tied to motion.
It seems to be for us.
Like the physical act of moving.
Yeah.
Seems to be generative.
Yeah.
For it. And then I think it might be just like the physical act of moving coupled with a random interaction with a person coupled with a good idea,
mm-hmm.
or at least an idea that would be interesting. And it's like all this greatness emerges.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of what's playing out is we are taking full advantage of what we most miss during the pandemic.
Mm.
Right. So we've talked a lot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
We've talked a lot about how what we miss the most were those random interactions that you have with colleagues in the hallway.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think if I did this for years, if I stayed in my habituated way of being, that was like, get to campus, go to my office, close the door, do some work, go to my classes, teach my classes, hold my door open as long as I had to for office hours, get the hell out of there as soon as I could, get in my car, go home. Like, nothing interesting ever happened.
Yeah, it's a guarantee that nothing interesting is going to happen. I mean, what chance could it stand? I mean, of course nothing's going to happen. It's literally an experience that's engineered for nothing to happen.
Yeah. But I think this, you know, like today we were we knew that there was an event happening on campus where, you know, a lot of students were out, lots of fun was had. Mm-hmm. And so we had an idea to offer free empathy, which we've done
at before.
An academic conference before. So yeah, we got over there and it just, I don't know how you've felt it, but as soon as we got over there, I was just like, this isn't the right vibe.
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
And it's like there was an empty table that I had my eye on and it was gone. So they had already packed up the table. The event goes till 3. It was already 2.
Yep.
So it was like, let's go do it, see what happens.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, but then we ran into people.
We did. Yeah. We saw a student who we haven't seen since before the pandemic.
Yeah, who was formative in the birth of this.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, formative from the beginnings of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ran into our college wellness officer, mm-hmm. had a chat.
Yep.
Talked to our student life coordinator, had a chat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing it on Tuesday. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're going to do the thing on Tuesday in a more structured environment. It's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah.
So, random, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen if we didn't just say, you know, let's go see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like, let's go do this thing and see what happens, but we didn't do the thing, so it really is just a... I'm going to take 2 plastic name tents, a dry erase marker, and let's go outside and see what happens.
Yeah.
And something interesting will happen. Or it won't.
Yeah.
Or it won't. Did this time.
It did. Yeah. And I think we've had a few times where, you know, that's happened, where we go to do one thing and something else emerges. And a lot of times, like maybe almost most of the time, like what emerges is actually better than what we had envisioned.
Yeah. Right.
It's different in scope, or I don't know. It's just it.
People offer to help.
Yes. Right.
Because we were just going to set up a couple of name tents at a table. It's like they're going to get us like a table, some chairs, a outdoor tent to keep us out of the sun and out of the rain.
Great.
It's like
our ginger friends.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
They're building an infrastructure around it.
Right. Yeah. So it's a cool opportunity. And then we, you know, get back and we have the opportunity to then think, okay, so we're pivoting, we're turning this into something bigger. And then I think that for us, the next question is, who else can we bring in?
Rope in. Like, reel in.
How sucker can we expand into this? The community?
Yeah. How can we help others with this?
Yeah. But, you know, this being the pause version of our podcast, I think one of the things that happens with this is there is a pause that happens in us when we go somewhere with one intention. And then, you know, I think it happens pretty quickly, but there's a pivot that happens.
Yeah.
One thing I like is that we don't always have to talk about the pivot in order to pivot.
No.
Right? Like, I didn't get over there and say, well, Paul, we're not going to be able to set up a table. What would you like to do now? We just kind of...
Yeah, doing that now.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's happening. Yeah,
that sounds like a good conversation to have. Let's have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. This being our shorter format of podcast, I would say, what's the take home here? I mean, I think for me, it would be what I would want us to tell me in light of this finding is that if I found myself in a rut, you know, where nothing interesting or creative was happening, but I was feeling kind of stale, it's not come up with a bunch of great ideas. It's not make a top 10 list of things that you might find interesting to do. It's go for a walk, have random interactions with people and see what comes up. And oftentimes I found that points the way to what a next cool thing could be.
Mm-hmm.
No effort on my part required other than the possibility of something interesting happening by getting out for a few minutes and just taking a walk around and say hi to who you see.
Mm-hmm.
and sort of go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, so much of like when we do that, it's just like, I mean, it helps us, it gets us out of our rut, right? Like there's just so much potential. So yeah, I think the takeaway is if you find yourself in a rut, do something else.
Yeah, part of it seems like a do-over to me. It's like if I'm in a rut, it's like sitting in my office or whatever and in a rut and nothing interesting happened. It's like, I'm going to go outside and come back in. I'm going to give it another go.
Yeah, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I'm going to just zero. I'm going to take a do-over on arrival.
Yeah.
And see what happens if I hit the reset on it.
Right.
And it's not going outside and doing any kind of fancy thing. It's like, let's go outside, take a couple of breaths, come back in.
Yeah.
Sort of do over. And the magic about that is while I'm outside, I might run into somebody, have a wonderful interaction, you know, that brightens my whole day. Creative juices now flow. I feel empowered and empurposed again. And now it's like, oh, yeah, I love everything again. But it is like, get up and get up.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I think is the, you know, noticing like when something doesn't go the way you hoped it to, realizing kind of like this opportunity to say, well, I'm here now.
Yeah.
What good can come of the me being in this moment?
Yeah. What can we make out of this now?
Yeah.
It's like looking in the refrigerator at the end of the week. It's like, so what's in here?
Yeah.
And what can we do with what we got?
Right.
'Cause we're here now.
Yeah. And there's no sense being like, well, I forgot to buy eggs.
Ah, who's got time for that?
Right. It's, well, what can you make without the eggs?
Yeah. What else you got?
What else can happen? Yeah. So, yeah. So I think that's historic for us.
Yeah. No, I like it. I find it refreshing. It's good to know that that potential is there. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I don't feel like I have to always have 9 ideas in the wings in case I run out. It's like, if I start getting low, Let's go outside and intend on something interesting that might happen by taking 2 name tints in a dry erase marker, but you don't actually feel like you have to do that if a better idea comes along or a better opportunity comes along.
Yeah.
Well, everything that we ever plan is our fallback anyway. It's like, we'll, if nothing interesting happens, we'll do what we actually said we were going to do.
Yeah.
But odds are that won't be what we actually end up doing.
Well, and we do this all the time. Like, let's put together an agenda we can ignore.
Yeah. Yeah. Because at least we have a net if we need to.
Yeah.
The worst that's going to happen is we follow the agenda.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, with like going outside today, it's like, we're going outside. We think we're going for this reason. Let's find out if we're right.
Yeah, right. And I have great news. We weren't. It's fantastic.
Something else.
We have an even better.
Yeah.
So that's next Tuesday from 11:30 to 1, right? Something like that. We're just going to see how it goes. We're going to see how an empathy table set up outside on a college campus looks.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Let's see.
Maybe nobody will show up. Maybe a bunch of people will show up. Maybe something else will happen instead.
We have no idea.
We have no idea.
Let's find out.
So this life is made easier for me by not holding on too tight to expectation. Because, you know, if somebody called that rope burn, you know, we've all had rope burn. You ever have rope burn?
I have.
It's painful.
It is.
It's what you get from clinging on too tight to moving things.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to not get rope burn, the rope is going to move. Just don't hold on so tight, you know, and see what happens when the world keeps turning.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have to make interesting happens. Just put the conditions in place where something interesting might happen. And oftentimes it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oftentimes it does. And with us, oftentimes it involves another person that we randomly run into. But not always. Sometimes we just go for a walk and have a good idea.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, cool.
Yeah. I mean, part of it is just letting it happen. I think we can be our own worst enemies in terms of like, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. Right. So the control can be, I think, the enemy of spontaneity.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so. I mean, the guaranteed way for nothing interesting to ever happen is if everything went the way you expected it, it would be the most boring universe on earth.
Yeah.
Like, who would, and we just talked about that on the podcast released, the longer form one.
Yeah.
This relationship between, what was it? The absurdity of we strive for consistency, but we get bored in 5 minutes. And so we embrace spontaneity. So it's like, how do you want both?
Yeah.
But it's like they're oppositional to each other.
We need consistent variety.
Cognitive dissonance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
so,
pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So, you know, the worst that's going to happen is that what you expect to happen happens. And the best is something else. Mm-hmm. Because the unbelievable will emerge if it has room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is let it.
Just let it happen.
Yeah. And don't get rope burn.
Seems like good advice. Seems like good advice.
Cool. Awesome.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Sherry. What an awesome, it was a beautiful day. So if nothing else, it is nice to get outside and take a walk.
Sure was. Sunny, low humidity.
Low humidity, beautiful. Sunny, a little breeze. Lovely. What a great day.
Yeah. Well, I hope our listeners have taken a pause and gone for a walk to listen to this episode.
Yeah, run into somebody and see what they say. Maybe something interesting will happen.
Cool.
Awesome. See you, everybody.
Bye.